today. That's right. But, there you go. Very good, John. WS2N, we'll be clear.
Paul, give us frequency again.
Yeah, 70 centimeters, 437.425. 437.425. It's called phone pad. Phone size 1. It's only about 4 inches, 4 inches cube, but it's a couple of pounds. It's about the equivalent of a cell phone in there doing this transmitting. And they want to see how this particular circuit board is going to be working. So they went for a ride on the mass simulator, you know, the mass simulator just gets burnt up, and this thing will burn up in a couple of weeks, so back to you.
So when will it be active?
It's activated now. I got my radio on, but I don't have a tracking program right now. So I'm just going to leave mine on. If I hear something, I'll come running in here. It'll be on 24/7. So whenever it goes overhead over the New York area, inclination is about the same as the International Space Station. This one's around 51 degrees. So when it launched due south of south of us. That's the idea. They don't go over the land. They go over the warp. So that even the first 90 minutes it was on, but the Earth turned underneath by the time it came around here, and so we couldn't hear it. And maybe we could, I don't know. I didn't hear it first of all, but... put in PhoneSat1, PhoneSat in one word, and you put that into Google search. I'll tell you all about it. You could look up, how they built it. It's a very tiny thing, but it got a ride. A couple of other little highlights got a ride on it, on this thing, too. But this one actually had the ham frequency. 73, John. WQFY.
Transmissions that John were quite a bit noisier than the first one, so it could be changed in propagation. Out of curiosity, is Jim and Scott up there in the Toronto area? V3TZ, out of curiosity, are you still there? Bye bye, Scott, K2I Radio.
On a different repeater with my handheld, we'll say 73 and thank you. Very noisy in the Mississauga machine, but 73 and thank you.
Good night, Scott. Another guy who's sometimes traveling out there listening to us is K2UPS, Kilo Tau Uncle Papa Sierra. I wonder if you're out there, Rich. K2IIW.
K2IIW.
Hey, Jim, hopefully you're getting a slightly louder signal than Jim was. Is that true? Jim, you're getting a louder signal than Scott. Is that true?
On my handheld on my front porch on the Mississauga repeater. Scott's a different area of the city, but I'm glad you copied me, and I enjoyed the net. And thank you.
Hey, Jim, you sound good. And that's technology. A guy's there on a porch with a handheld, and you and I right now are probably separated by, what, 800 miles or so? What's your guess, Jim? How far do you think we're separated from you to Long Island?
We're 43 west, 79 north. Sorry, 43 north, 79 west. Again, 43 north, 79 west. And, Scott and I have troubles, and we're only 10 kilometers away, or 12 kilometers, but we have to pick different repeaters to talk. Sometimes we touch base through here at the end of the net.
Let's see now, each degree, 60 nautical miles. I'm not quite sure. I bet you were good 700 miles apart. Let's see if Richard is out there. K2 Uncle Papa Sierra, are you? you are frequency there, Rich. K2RW. That tidal up in Rich is in his tractor trailer truck traveling across the west, listening on a phone link. Bye bye, you all. See you later.
73 East to all from downtown Toronto, V357 clearing. GJW, meet you on GTU Etobicoke.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
in and out so it's got either a wider or a narrower stance. They pushed them all the way in so they could drive it in right through my gate. Somebody spent a lot of time designing that machine, knowing where it's going to be used. And this machine is quite the machine. You know, it was two guys who came in. One stood there with a big plywood sheet, keeping it at all times between the chipper blade and my house, so nothing would fling back at my windows. Again, I guess, you know, experience dictates what needs to be done, because rocks and other things get picked up as well as wood chips. Most of the time that I've seen a tree stump ground, let's say the tree trunk is 30 inches in diameter, it's a perfect round 30 inches, you'll end up with a hole in the ground filled with chips that's about 35, 40 inches in diameter, and that's it. Now, half my backyard looks like they turned the soil over because they went for the roots that it's spreading out also. Yeah, well, that's the way you want it done. You want the roots and stuff cut too. Just mix those chips in with the dirt, feed those termites, and you'll be very happy. Well, it was a good thing that I was already planning to repair the sprinkler system, because if it wasn't broke before, it is now back there. That's the way it goes when you got that rotating, grinding blade. Yeah, I just pointed out to them where there was a live electrical box. I said, you might want to stay away from this area. I'm not certain exactly where the wires are. We're not responsible for wires. Now, he said thank you for letting him know where the wires were, because he has hit them in the past and sparks flew. Yeah, I'm sure they weren't that concerned about it. Seeing that no one was in physical contact with the machine, I don't think so, because he ran the machine by a remote control box that he hung around his neck. Yeah, that's the cool part. Yep. This machine was a monster. Oh, could it chew things up? Kind of makes you wonder what it would do to a human being. Now, I don't wonder about that. First of all, those kind of thoughts don't come into my mind, but I kind of know what it would do. Those kind of thoughts never come into your mind. Come on, Gary. I tell you, if you wanted to dispose of a body, ain't going to be much left after that. Except all the blood and guts and wood chips. And it's a PPN mobile, by the way. So, what else is new with you? Nothing. Let's see. Saturday I ran some errands. Lost my paycheck. Had to go back and find my paycheck, because I didn't deposit it on Friday, because I was lazy. That was a lot of fun. And I did some yard work. A little bit of, you know, cut the grass, trim the grass, this, that, the other thing. And went out to dinner at the Bayou over in Belmar, which we had seen on one of those Food Network restaurant rescue programs. And Sunday was just grocery day. Well, I don't remember what else I did on Friday, so I guess it wasn't too eventful. Saturday was a lot of paperwork. Cleaned that up. I actually got a chance to sit down, listen to some music, and do some reading of a recreational book. And then Sunday. Slept late on Sunday. Then I went over in the afternoon. My brother-in-law was having router problems. He bought a new router and he didn't know how to hook it up. So I went over there and did that. And they don't give you any instructions with these routers anymore of how to get into the router. So I had to go online, register his router with the company, and ask, okay, what is the default IP address and default web password and username for the router? Sometimes it's on a sticker on the bottom of the router. Okay. Sounds like you had fun. But inquiring minds want to know, was there any precious bodily fluid transfer? In the four-laner, it's N2 PPN. There was a sticker on the bottom of the router, but it gave you the SSID that the router was transmitting and the passphrase for that, which has been changed. Okay. So I'm glad to see that you got everything up and running, and that was good. It's always good to get things up and running. Yeah, then I took both their cell phones and his daughter's laptop, and I entered the SSID and passphrase into their equipment so they can get on the system. Well, there you have it. Now they're in full Wi-Fi heaven. Where are you? Did you make it to the three-laner after the four-laner yet? Yep. Coming up to Roslyn Road right now. Oh, then I'm only mere feet in front of you. I'm surprised I'm not desensitizing you then. No, I got pretty thick skin. I'm just passing what's talking about Willis Avenue exit now. I'm about a quarter of an exit behind you. Yes, we're close enough for me to put my windshield washers on and get your windshield wet, but not close enough to descent yet. Okie doke. So, that was my weekend. Now I get to do a work week, which will be a 4-day week, a grind, a day off, and then a single day.
Uh-huh, and how many of those days will be spent in Manhattan?
The 4 days of grind, because it's a grind if I have to do both locations.
Does that mean that you'll be gracing us with your presence on the morning show for three more days this week? Or will the times not be corresponding to the times that the morning show airs?
I will be gracing you with my presence again on the morning show on Thursday. And Mondays and Thursdays is my usual day. The bonus day is when I have to work on Fridays.
You said bonus.
Well, for you it's a bonus. You get the gloriousness of my presence.
Only if I'm here on Friday. You know, sometimes there are good to be me weekends.
Well, we'll see what happens. How's the hand coming, by the way?
Looks good. Looks good. I actually had the bandages off for a little while yesterday, late afternoon, evening. until bedtime. No redness, a little pinkness, no infection, no nothing. It's healing nicely. So it's getting there. It's getting there. I'd say maybe another week or so, and then I'll be able to go back to my full, normal, wonderful self with just a new mark on my hand. Well, you might have to get a rubber ball and start squeezing it to get the strength back, though. Okay, I haven't really lost any strength. You know, I am moving it, and I had a wonderful experience on Friday afternoon coming home. I had to stop someplace and check the tires, as it were, and wound up, when I pulled out of the parking lot, used my left hand on the steering wheel and, you know, spun it as I usually did, and promptly opened it back up. Smart. Yeah, but the thing is this, if you've cut muscle, you always lose some strength. It takes a while for that muscle to heal and gain its strength back. And in that regard, yes. Yes. I mean, I haven't felt like I lost anything, but then again, you know, I'm not pushing it. So, yeah, I could walk around squeezing my a rubber ball. Well, with you, if you want to talk about that part of the anatomy, if you didn't have the back problems, I would say you'd be doing something that a dog does all the time. Because he can. And you probably would too. Don't put yourself above it either there, kid. I'm sure you would as well. And I digress. Hey, yeah, you don't want anybody to believe that you're just as depraved and sick as the rest of us. The black charger is out on the road again. Yeah, I saw him, but he was on the other side of the road, so it means nothing to me. Enter VPN, going over to Cross Sizzle. Yeah, there are two of those black charges. Watch out, there might be one on our side. Usually they're on the other side, though. True. At the Creedmoor Amateur Radio Club, it's N2 VPN, where they serve soup to nuts. And just coming up to that location is N2ZEP. Just kind of like hanging out in the left lane. I'm not even really pushing or anything. Time frame doesn't look too bad, and traffic didn't look too bad on the INRIX this morning, so I said, I don't need to push. Not like the other day when I got the late start and then there was a little bit of congestion. I was put on to another one of those GPS type functions for the phone, a program free called Scout, S-C-O-U-T. The nice part about it, you can put in more than just two locations, and if you want, but I didn't do it, you can have it read from your phone book, and I think it'll even take voice commands. Well, this one does that too. INRIX will allow you to send text messages or emails to people based on your route, arrival times, and or delays. Yep. But I got a feeling what it does, it'll say, route me to Rich Sir's house, and it'll route it right up to your house. Oh, talking about rooting.
Yes. No, I wasn't making any traffic references. I was just talking about routing. Yeah, why do I have the brake check by the clear view? I don't see anything. Or are they just realizing we're coming up to the police barracks and everyone should slow down? All it takes is for one idiot to touch his brakes and it creates the reverse compression wave. I know that. But, we'll see what happens. We're slowly creeping up in the speed again. Hey, you want me to send you a compression wave? I'll initiate one. Don't do me no favors. I mean, I could do that. All I gotta do is just tap on my brakes, get the guy behind me to tap on his brakes, and the wave is on its way right to you. You would do that just for me? Just for experimental purposes only. Wait till I'm ahead of you, and then I'll do it to you. But do that for me? If you wanted me to. What if I didn't want you to? Oh, we have a beep now. I would refrain from doing it if you asked me nicely. But the MSI doesn't refrain. Yes, but I wouldn't have been acting as the MSI. I would show you what type of friend I really am. Oh, God help us all. Yeah, well, someone hit the brakes. I see a lot of brake lights ahead of me. Doesn't mean it's just a compression wave. Someone else did it. I'm in the trench. Haven't touched the brakes since that little wave hit. That wave hit back by 168th or something like that, so it probably traveled back towards you. I'm in the trench, making my way. Everybody's moving, no brake lights. Yeah, well, I tried to break the wave. I just eased off the gas because I saw the stoplights far enough in advance, so I just slowed down a little bit without hitting the brakes. It's actually an effective way of stopping the wave. If everybody would do that, the compression waves would stop. Otherwise, they just get amplified and, you know, grow larger and larger as they travel in the opposite direction. Hello, radio. Someone said hello. We're greeting their radio with a nice hello radio. They just wanted to greet their radio. They didn't want to talk to us. I guess so, because we left them room to come on. No, the more important part about my slowing down and not hitting the brakes is I get longer life out of my brakes. Really? If you had regenerative braking on your car, you'd get even longer life out of your brakes. You mean self-healing brakes? Gee, that's one definition of regenerative. Yeah. Do they make those yet? They make regenerative brakes, but they're electrical in nature, and it has to do with, you know, like hybrid cars, electric cars. When you take your foot off the accelerator, the car starts braking because now it's not pushing the car forward. It's the momentum of the car is pulling it forward. So the electric motor goes from motor to generator in a split second and puts juice back into the battery, regenerating it. Yeah, and I guess you're talking about that the natural resistance of the motor is doing some braking.
Well, that's regenerative braking.
Yeah, well, you have a similar situation with a gasoline motor, except that it doesn't generate anything other than the minor electricity that's used for running your electricals of your control surfaces, so to speak.
Control surfaces. What do you think this is, an airplane?
I don't know about you, but I'm about to deploy my wings and fly over this traffic jam that I'm creeping up on.
Well, this is normal, you know, everyday nonsense to get onto the expressway that you ride up on in the right middle lane till that last possible second, and then you insert yourself into the line of cars going down real slow.
Well, right now that rightmost lane is the fastest lane. Sign that says right lane.
I'm right up to the painted fork in the road over here.
Is it a dinner fork, a salad fork, or a dessert fork?
It's more like a single tine fork because it just comes to a point.
Remember the old Johnny Carson routine on the Tea Time movies where he was giving directions?
Oh, what's the guy with the red and white flashy lights coming on the ramp?
He must have decided to come on between you and me because I don't see him.
I'm just starting up the spiral now, the big sweeping right-hand turn.
Nah, I haven't gotten to the fork in the road yet. Do you remember the Tea Time movies and he's giving you the directions, the fork in the road and the other one until you get to the Slauson cutoff where you get out of your car and cut off your Slauson?
Slauson cutoff. Ah, yes, that was California speak.
Yes, the Tea Time movies on the Tonight Show from California with Johnny Carson.
I'm already ready for Fallon to bring him here to New York.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. The Tonight Show started with Jack Parr, and I think it started in New York because I know Carson started in New York when he took over from Jack Parr, and he brought the show to California, and now Fallon's bringing it back.
That much trivia on the Tonight Show, I don't bother with. But, okay, if you say so.
It's going to be interesting as to whether or not any of the country gets to see the Tonight Show live. Because if it's taping on the East Coast, no, they're probably not going to do it live.
Oh, that means that the show will no longer be live at all. I think he taped early in the afternoons anyway in California. Oh, man, that was a good one. This guy in this little cube just bullied this Toyota RAV4 right out of the way to jump off at the Conjunction Junction exit. Gaga looks like the way to go, Garish. Stay in the right lane. Don't even bother. The Gaga looks like the way to go. Yeah, I'm about to get onto the ramp. This limo ahead of me decided not only is he going to bully his way in, he's going to honk at me so he can bully his way in. Not worth an accident. That's why you should be the one doing the bullying. I value my car too much. In case there's an idiot who won't let me in. It's all about getting in front of the taxi cabs. Oh, I have done my share of, you ain't getting in front of me, or I'm getting in front of you. There you have it. Taxi cab nightmares. All right, I'm going over Queens Boulevard as we speak, and to PPN Mobile for those who could care less. And to City Trouble, about to come onto the road. I'm still on the transfer ramp. I've always wondered, does it pay to take the extreme right-hand lane, get off at 108, and come back on to the Gaga after 108th Street? If you hit that traffic light just right, you probably can gain about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's rare to hit the light over there by the gas station. It's rare, but it can be done. It has been done and will continue to be done.
Well, you got a fairly decent chance of hitting it just right, because I believe it is green 50% of the time.
You have it, so you have a 50-50 chance. But I guess unless you have extremely high visual acuity, you won't know where it is in the cycle of the light prior to getting off of the ramp. And once you've committed getting off at the ramp, you might not be able to accelerate to a correct speed to make it through that cycle of the light. And if you get caught, you're done. You're done for. You've lost anything that you may have tried to gain.
So I'm coming up on the moment of decision. Was the Gaga the way to go?
I would say so. I'm already down in Maurice Avenue.
Okie doke. I will give it a try. I'll use this Mr. John's Porta Johnny truck as my marker to see which way I succeed, because I'm right next to him now going into the Gaga.
I'm sure you'll do all right, but you're not aggressive enough in the Gaga to do the right lane go around, so you'll do all right. You'll still beat out the Mr. Johnny truck.
I have to admit, those companies have come up with a number of creative names.
Why, because they're number one and picking up number two?
Yes, and they also always come up with a royal flush in the card games.
There you go.
Okay, so far I'm ahead of him a little bit. We'll see what happens after I cross Queens Boulevard.
You'll do fine. I'm already here at the exit for the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, Johnny just passed me.
You'll gain it back.
So, anything on the agenda for this week?
I don't believe so. I think this is the first time in, like, the last bunch of weeks
that I have actually nothing going on in the afternoons. No appointments, no meetings. Oh, wait a second. Crap, I think I have a meeting tomorrow night. Good thing I asked. Now you can check to see if you got the meeting. I gotta remember, I keep forgetting to do it. There's a firmware upgrade for my camera I've been told about. I gotta download it and install it. Okay, that sounds like a good deal. Yeah, it's a simple enough task if you've got the ability to take the SD card out of the camera and put it directly into your computer. I'm underneath, I'm probably a little noisy. Yes, you were. And I just passed Johnny. Told you, you'd take him on. Now you download the firmware upgrade to a blank SD card, put that into the camera, and you go through one of the menus of the camera and it will suck it right into the camera.
Cool.
That's the way to do a firmware upgrade. Okey-doke. So, I'm thinking of changing the router in my house also. You like that router that your, was that brother-in-law bought? Yeah, it was really simple. You just plug it in and turn it on. The only thing you go into the setup is if you want to customize passwords, etc., etc. Everything else, I guess, as far as all the port forwarding and servering and all that stuff is automatic, I guess, now? Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know if he's doing anything that required port forwarding, because all I did was unplug his old router, put all the wires into this one, power it up, let it pull an IP. If I went onto the internet, I could find out ways of setting static IPs, which I have to do for one of my computers must have a static ID so that I can get into it remotely.
Alright, I hear you. So, there you go. I guess if your old router's not performing as you want it to, or it has other problems. I mean, I had an old wireless router in Netgear, one, and it had issues with the newer MAC addresses that didn't start with 00 when that first octet was other than 00, it would spit back at you and say it was an invalid MAC address. And I'm like, don't tell me what an invalid MAC address is. So that one essentially became useless for any of the newer hardware that I had in the house, so it kind of got relegated to being a access point for like one piece of equipment left in the house that was old technology.
Well, right now, the way I've got it set up, I've got a commercial-grade router coming right off the modem. It's a doesn't have any wireless capabilities. And then from there, I run a wire all the way up to the highest floor of the house where I've got an old Linksys router being set up just as a point of presence. And I'm thinking, but that old router is throttling my throughput. Big time.
Doubt it. Seriously doubt it, but you know, I guess if that's what you're thinking. Oh, I know it is, because I have my computer hardwired into that commercial grade router, and I've also, and I did a speed test on it, then I put my computer directly into the modem, night and day. Did you do the same type of a speed test with your brother-in-law's new modem, and did it have the same speed whether you were plugged into it or directly into the cable modem? I did a speed test from my iPad going through his wireless, and I got a faster download and upload than I have in my house wired. I'm at the tunnel, so I'll pick this up some other time. And to Zeddy Pig. I'm just about to pull into my parking spot, so safe journey, speak to you later, and to PPN Mobile.
Random, and it'll drop for split split second, it'll drop for more than a split second.
I guess there's a lot of latency.
So?
Alright, I'm gonna go check out the scene. Monday is safety day.
So I like to get in there and get a good seat for the safety meeting so that I don't get woken up by the other guys discussing safety.
So I'll leave you two boys to chat amongst yourselves. Good morning to Pete. And I'll catch you later. This was the N2PBN Mobile. Pete, over to you, and you give it to Lou.
Okay, Rich. N2PBN, W2SET Mobile. Good morning to you, and have a good day. And good luck with the safety checks. And have a good day. We'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Probably tomorrow morning. I usually don't catch you in the afternoon, so depending on the schedule. And so, all the best. All the best. And, Lou, I heard a little bit what you said, so it looks like the seat is starting to go with an RF plane, but it will eliminate the IRLP as packet. Apparently, there will be no more IRLP. LP on the frequency here. And the west. That's what it sounded like just listening here a moment ago. So over to you, Lou, 370 Rich, and I guess you're in on the early side today. I haven't heard you in a days last week there. W2SET Mobile. Lou, are you there? W2SET Mobile. Lou, are you there? NY2H, W2S, T-Mobile. W2S, T-Mobile is listening.
NY2H Mobile.
Yeah, Lou, I don't know what happened to you. You disappeared on your W2SET Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Peter. NY2H Mobile. The link went down when you were talking, so and I too far in a bad spot. I could hear Glen Oak. And I just turned my friend. So I got my coffee. How are you this morning?
Okay, very good, Lou. Yeah, okay. I didn't know the link went down. I don't know why it would have gone down. That's the same old problem, but I was telling you, and you probably didn't hear what I said, but I was saying that I heard that you said it looks like the committee is going to go to an RF link, which will apparently you can't have internet or packet on that. So I guess there'll be no more IRLP. Good. So if that's true, we'll let you know. And I heard that a few minutes ago.
nice. Okay. All right, on the music festival, and right on the equipment being offered. Great. Congratulations. Hopefully, you'll have that key all set up soon. And as far as IRLP, it'll only go away at the link. We'll still have it. For example, in Glen Oaks, people can dial in from outside, just as it is now. And from Plainview, people can dial in from outside or dial outside from within, which means you could hook up links from your car keypad on the Plainview machine. But on Glen Oaks, it's incoming only. So people from out of state, etc., can still come in. The deal with the link is that we use IRLP to link the east and the west, and that's the only thing that's going away. So, it's a long time coming, and of course, whenever it comes, it'll still be way too late. But it's coming, I think. Hopefully, Eric has the equipment, and he had to move the frequencies over. And it was a little challenging because they weren't originally in the band frequencies you could select, so you had to, I think, change some ceramic filters, work on the phase lag loop, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where it's been going. Let me explain B and Dan, see what I can tell you about today. But talk about the music festival. Back to you, W2SET and 1x2H.
Very good, NY2HW2, that's Mobile, and boy, it's going to be fun going east with not too much cloud cover to the east, and so the days are longer, the sun is going to be pretty strong there. All right, very good, so we will still have IRLP in there, but I just, from what you said, it sounded like you couldn't have it. I don't know the technicalities of the RF plane, two repeaters that can or cannot have IRLP, but apparently you can on the west, definitely, definitely on the west. All right, good. So we'll be able to, I guess we'll be able to hear our friends from Las Vegas and Florida.
So it's